Through the 40s and 50s, South continued to be heard widely on radio in the U.S., held numerous residencies, and performed on Armed Forces Radio. He was even on television in the 1950s, in Chicago, and later in New York with such TV personalities as Dave Garraway, and continued to perform until just a few weeks before his death in 1962. As early as the mid-40s, Eddie South began to experiment with bop, adapting it to his own style, creating a kind of modernistic swing bop. Here's his great little trio and quartet featuring pianist Billy Taylor. These from long unavailable radio transcriptions of 1944 that have now been issued by the Soundies label. Here's Dr. Groove and Mad Monk. Thank you.
Here's a familiar nocturne in Heartburn, a junior edition of Rhapsody in Blue.
Eddie South's 1 minute 10 second reduction of Rhapsody in Blue, performed on Armed Forces Radio in 1944. Before that, from the same year, the very fresh Mad Monk and Dr. Groove, which I believe were written by his pianist at the time, Billy Taylor. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, providing professional sound restoration and archiving services. Though largely forgotten today, during the 1930s and 40s, violinist Eddie South was heard widely on records and radio and performed in New York, Chicago, Hollywood, London, and Paris. Drawing from a broad palette of classical music, gypsy, tsigani, and jazz, his distinctive dark tone, powerful bowing, delightful swing, and immaculate violin technique continually drew new listeners enchanted by the Dark Angel of the Violin. Finally, here's an excellent fusion of all the styles that Eddie South absorbed into his unique personal sound in a tune called Solace. That's Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening.